This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Will, this is getting out of hand, man. It's your third two-homer game against the Texas Rangers, and they were just so important, both of them here tonight. What is it with you and Texas?
I mean, it was... it was a special moment for me over there and here too, you know.
Do you have like a dartboard with the Texas Rangers right in the bullseye at home that you practice with? I mean, I feel like this is personal at this point.
No, nothing's personal. But, I mean, I don't know. I just have my best games so far against Dan, so I don't know.
Hey, Will, this yesterday was so frustrating. It's been a tough stretch for your club. It's 2-0. Weird things are happening with the replay over at first base, the couple errors. It seems like we're going to talk a lot with you about Alex Bregman, but that one swing where he hits the home run to left, did you guys feel it in the dugout and sort of breathe a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know there's been couple rough games for us, but it's a good way to stop the lost streak. So I hope that this game, so we're gonna continue to winning more games, and hopefully we'll do that.
Can you talk about your approach at the plate when you're getting fastballs up in the zone, 94, 95 miles an hour, and you're fouling those off continually throughout the at-bat, and then you finally get that pitch? What are you thinking up there as far as your approach?
No, I mean, just try to stay alive and battle my at-bats until I get a good pitch to hit. So I think I did a very good job, like, fighting, and then I just just have the pitch that I want.
You mean when you get 10 pitches and launch a massive home run? Yeah, that is a pretty good job. Last one for you. This guy, Alex Bregman, Willier, has just been everything that was advertised. I still, none of us can believe they pitched to him with first base open, but what can you say about what he's meant to your group in that room?
No, a lot. I mean, he's a great player. He's a very good person. He always helps everybody as much as he can. So I think he's a very good teammate for us, and he always helps us, you know.
Well, you are exactly all of those things too, Willier. And, you know, the truth of the matter is, if this thing keeps going, you better get ready to not have any time with your twins and your Willier Jr. around the middle of July, because you're on an all-star pace right now. Congrats, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you.